So it'll be mainly for Brother Mark and Brother Viv to answer, but I see there are other capable brothers in the room, and so if you're one of those capable brothers, feel free to chime in on the answers. If you're wondering if you're a capable brother, maybe not this time. We'll keep preparing. So this question says, Brother Viv mentioned that when my prayer life is lacking, I will have a hard time engaging in the life worth living. What are some practical things I can do to build up my prayer life? Too often it feels like I'm reciting a list of needs. So Brother Viv mentioned that when my prayer life is lacking, I will have a hard time engaging in the life worth living. What are some practical things I can do to build up my prayer life? Too often it feels like I'm reciting a list of needs.
So that's a very good question, and it's something for all of us to answer in that. Some practical guides. So I'll just read just Philippians chapter 4, and he says here, verse 6 and 7, be careful for nothing, and that it means to don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And I like the question because sometimes we just want to just go for all our needs. But this tells us, as believers who are really living the Christ life, that we can worry about nothing. Gives us the answer here. How do you worry about nothing? You pray about everything. So, number one is to recognize how great is our God. That's number one, and how good He is to us. So, we want to give Him thanks and praise and worship Him and adore Him. And then, number two, we want to release all our concerns and cares to Him. This is where he's saying, pray about everything. Don't get anxious. Don't get worked up, keyed up, be troubled. You want to, one, recognize our God is great, gracious and good. And he's been good to us. So you want to count your blessings, not your burdens. So you want to start off with thanking him. Thanking God the Father for his Son, for the Holy Spirit, for the Word, for the fellowship, for your children, if you have children. Your grandchildren, whatever, you begin to be thankful to the Lord. And then number two, you release all your cares to Him. Number three, you rely on Him. So when we pray, we are expecting, we become pregnant with promises, just waiting for the delivery. You really believe God. And number four, you receive that peace that God gives in the midst of the storm. So those are some of the things that will help us to live the Christian life. And I like the question. It's not just going on just asking him, help me with this, help me with that. But for us to give him thanks and praise, and he is going to do the rest for you.
Just add one thing to that from a verse in Ephesians. And very often what bogs our prayer life down is our occupation with ourselves. What we need, I think, help. What might be helpful is to realize there is so much more that God wants us to be thoughtful about. And so in Ephesians chapter 6, he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Broaden the scope of your prayer interests, not just your needs, but for the concerns of all the saints.
I know as a young person, in terms of prayer and in certain connection with the question, don't just view prayer as something to fulfill your needs, but prayer is a means by which we cultivate a relationship with God. We have a husband and wife, and if we're going to have a relationship, just using this as an example, there needs to be communication. So in prayer, view your prayer life as a means by which you're communicating and relating to God. One brother used to say, if we don't communicate, we disintegrate. And the same thing with your Christian life. If you're not in communication with God, you're going to find that things break down. So view prayer as a means by which you're relating with God. So you're building a relationship with God. So you can tell him about anything as you walk along the way. You can tell the Lord about what's happening in your life. You can tell the Lord, yes, the things that you need. But it's a relationship that you're building between yourself and God practically as you walk day by day. So it's a relationship thing, not just a list of God can give me this, this, that, and the other thing. All right? So as a young person, I know that's helped me as I've walked along in prayer.
So to summarize, we have how great our God and how good our God is. And then we can certainly feel free to release our concerns to him, not to be bogged down with those worries or anxieties. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 mentions that we would pray for the saints and not just be occupied with self. And then finally, of course, to cultivate that relationship. Talk to him as you would a friend and build that relationship. Thank you for those answers.